Hello everyone, welcome to 92.1 KMZA, our Week 7 Coaches Shows here on the MSU Sports Radio Network. I'm Quinton Prophet alongside here Luke Baxter from Onega, the Onega Buffaloes Locker Room Chat here brought to you by Blue Valley Technologies, Community Healthcare System, Onega Pharmacy, and Maine Star Trust. Well, Onega facing the number one team in Class 1A last Friday, the Jackson Heights Cobras, losing by a finale of 55-0. Coach, what can you tell me about last week's game?
Jackson Heights, very, very good team. Probably the most talented team in 1A football in the state of Kansas, and they showed it just so many weapons, and we kind of knew going in that our best defense probably would be our offense, trying to keep the ball, and I thought we did a good job of that on the first drive. I think we had the ball almost 8 minutes, but at the end we hurt ourselves with penalties and some costly turnovers. You get the ball into their territory, which we did, you know, a handful of times there in the first half. You got to take advantage of it, and we just didn't. But credit to Jackson Heights, you know, they're really good on offense, and they're a really good defensive team. So they had a lot to do with that, and it showed on the scoreboard.
And you talked about earlier on that game, that first drive for you, you took 8 minutes off the clock. You were only down 7-0 after the first quarter, 35-0 at the end of the first half. But your offense, they had a lot of drives in that game. I heard a lot of great things about the offense being able to drive down the field, just unfortunately not able to finish inside of Jackson Heights territory, especially early on in that first half.
Yeah, the first drive was really good. Got two or three first downs, moved the ball, and like I said, penalties there. And even when they had the ball the second time, we had a chance to get them off the field, but they just made big plays. And when they scored and came back around, and Gavin Kolderman had a really nice long run. And unfortunately, he fumbled at the end, and they got the ball. But little things like that, we just you got to take advantage of those situations. And we did some good things at times, but just too many penalties, and like I said, a lot had to do with the other team. That they played really good, and they're very tough to stop on offense, so we just didn't take advantage of situations when we needed to, especially against a good team like Jackson Heights.
Yeah, you mentioned it's a great team in Jackson Heights, the number one team right now here in Class 1A, but again, what does it kind of say facing a team like that, you know, as you come close to the end of the season here? You got Pleasant Ridge this Friday, we'll talk more about that in segment number two, and then you got McClouth week 8, but again, what's it like you're facing a top team in the state and then being able to take away some positive takeaways to improve as the season continues and almost finishes?
Well, I thought we had some kids play hard. I thought our backs played really hard. And our linemen, we had some do some good things, but we were really high that game, and I think we were a little shell-shocked at times up front, and they're really big and physical, and you know, you go against teams like that, you either got to get better or the opposite, and there were times where we fired off, and when we fired off, we did good things, but you know, you take them and Centralia and the Valley Heights and the Jeff North and those types of teams, and I mean, you're looking at teams that were all in the state semifinals and state championship game last year and 2 years ago, and you definitely get battle tested going against teams like that, and Jackson Heights obviously is really good, so hopefully we learn from some of our mistakes and just go from there in these last 2 weeks.
Well, again, week number 7 here, Pleasant Ridge this Friday here at home, the final home game of the season here for Onega. We'll talk more about it here in segment number 2 coming right up on the MSU Sports Radio Network. Welcome back for segment number 2 here on 92.1 KMZA, part of the MSU Sports Radio Network, here with Luke Baxter of the Onega Buffaloes. This Onega Locker Room Chat is brought to you by Blue Valley Technologies, Community Healthcare System, Onega Pharmacy, and Maine Star Trust. So two games remaining here on this season for the Onega Buffaloes. A chance to maybe finish the regular season here 500, 2-4 overall, 1-2 to finish in the TVL. But again, here, looking for another district win. Pleasant Ridge this Friday at home, last home game of the season. Luke Baxter, what can you tell me about this game?
Well, it's going to be a really tough game. Pleasant Ridge has really improved from last year. They've got size up front. They've got fast running back. They've got a good quarterback that throws the ball well and moves well. And they've got receivers that run routes well and catch the ball. And they have the ability to score. And they're a good football team. They've played some good teams and hung with them. And we're going to have to bring our best game on Friday to get a W.
This is a Pleasant Ridge Rams team that has only got one win here on the season. That was against Donovan West earlier on in the year, but right now they have lost four straight games in a row, and since that win against Northwestern Week 2, the Rams have been outscored by their opponents 196-38. Luke, how are you going to get your offense here propelled early against this Rams team?
Yeah, it won't be easy. Defensively, they're big up front, and their linebackers, they do a good job, and they have some speed, so we're just going to have to have good practice this week. We had a really good practice yesterday, now getting kids back on track and focused, and we're going to keep working hard today, but we just got to do what we do well and keep building on that, because Pleasant Ridge is going to be looking forward to playing us too. So, I mean, they've played some tough teams lately and undefeated teams. So they're going to give us everything we got. And we just got to keep working hard and do our best this week.
Yeah, you're right. Pleasant Ridge, a team that has not won a district game this year. They are desperate for a win here this Friday as they go on the road and take you on for your final home game of the season. But last year, real quick, you finished that game 50-13 against Pleasant Ridge, the first all-time meeting between you guys. What are you seeing here from this Pleasant Ridge team compared to last year? And finally, what are some big keys for this matchup?
Well, they're much better this year. Offensively, I think they have more weapons. Their O-line play is better. Now, defensively, they tackle better. They've got a lot. Seems like they have more kids out this year. And, you know, if you get a few kids out that maybe weren't out there before, that they can make you a lot better team. And like I said, they've been playing good teams. You know, you play Jackson Heights and Jeff North and, McClouse. And so they, like we talked about earlier, they're battle tested too. Like, we're looking forward to Friday night, so are they, and we just got to get back to the basic. Our O-line has to do a better job. We've been working real hard this week on firing off and sustaining our blocks, and because like I said earlier in the year, the key to football is blocking and tackling, and we weren't real good at that last week against a good Jackson Heights team, and we've got to be a lot better at those two things this week if we're going to be successful Friday night.
Well, Coach, thank you for your time as always, and good luck this Friday here against Pleasant Ridge.
All right, thanks. We'll talk to you next week.
That was Luke Baxter from Onega. The Onega Buffaloes 2-4 here on the season, 1-2 in the TVL, and 1-2 in district. A must-win district game here against Pleasant Ridge this Friday, who right now currently is 1-5 in the season and has not won a district game this year. This will be a great matchup, and Onega will host their final home game of the season.